Good morning, Glenridge. Beth Spooner here. This morning, I'm going to read from Jeremiah. Some friends of mine have both given me this word from Jeremiah. I'm doing on study leave, completing the write-up of my PhD, and they gave me the scripture, Jeremiah 33:3, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know," which was so encouraging to me. But if we read, I always like to see where these things come and what the context is. And so it says in 33:1, "While Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard, the word of the Lord came to him a second time." And I just thought, we are feeling a bit confined still at this time, confined with our masks, confined that we can't meet together freely in the numbers that we would want. But he said, "This is what the Lord says, who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know." And then he goes on to talk to him about the destruction and in Jerusalem at the time. They were under siege from the Babylonians. In verse 6 he says, "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and I will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity and will rebuild them as they were before. I will cleanse them from all the sin they've committed against me and will forgive all their sins and rebellion against me. Then this city will bring me renown, joy, praise and honor before all nations on the earth and that hear of all the good things I do for it. And they will be in awe and tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace I provide for it." I mean, what a beautiful promise in the midst of Israel's sin and all the destruction that was happening. He just prophesies what God will do. And in verse 15 it says, "In those days and at that time I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteousness." And obviously that is the prophetic promise of Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, that he is one who makes all things new. And it reminded me of Romans 3, where it talks about the righteousness that comes through faith in God and the righteousness that Jesus gives us. Romans 3:21. "But now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus Christ." And we know that we are justified, and that means just as if we never sinned. That is the awesome power of God that removes all our sin and justifies us and creates us into this body, this church, this righteous people. And going back to Jeremiah, "This city will bring me renown, joy, praise and honor before all nations on the earth that hear of all the good things I do for it, and they will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace I provide for it." And so we thank you, Lord, that that is who we are and that is who you've made us. We have a hope that is steadfast and certain, gone through the curtain and touching the throne. We have a priest who is there interceding and pouring his grace on our lives day by day. We thank you, Father. You are the King. You are the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, our older brother, our intercessor. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for the power that you give us, that you live in us with, that we can live productive and holy lives, bringing you glory. Amen. Have a beautiful day.